Penguin Random House Audio presents Remain Silent by Susie Steiner. Read for you by Juanita McMahon. Every civilized people on the face of the earth must be fully aware that this country is the asylum of nations, and that it will defend the asylum to the last ounce of its treasure and last drop of its blood. There is no point whatever on which we are prouder and more resolute. The Times, 1853. Day 1. Midnight. Martis. His key in the door, he shoulders across the threshold, stumbles wildly up the stairs to the bathroom. He can't risk being beaten for soiling the carpet. His stomach is coiling, and despite it being empty, he vomits into the toilet, acid bile. In a strange way, the retching comforts him. Dmitri is at the bathroom's open doorway.
Are you all right?
He asks. Martis, kneeling by the toilet bowl, groans. Dmitri approaches.
Too much to drink?
He asks. When Martis turns to look up at him, Dmitri says,
My God, what happened to you?
Lucas is dead, Martis sobs.
I brought him here, and now he's dead. I never saw such hatred, Dmitri. Why do they hate us so much?
Dmitri shrugs sadly.